Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Teams, let me break news to everybody, they don't like the Knicks. Specifically, they don't like the owner. The owner is suing another team in this league, the Toronto Raptors. Like, James Dolan's not Mr. Popularity. So there's a really good chance that team owners are going to say, F you, we're not going to help you out. And I think Leon knows that.
Right.
So you go for the gusto, you take your big swings, and then you move on to option twos, which may include a guy like Mike Brown, which may include a guy like Taylor Jenkins, which may include a guy like Johnny Bryant. There are tiers to your search. Because you don't immediately get your top guy, for all of us to assume, oh, well, that means they don't have a plan, I think is ridiculous. I think it's not giving Leon Rose and this organization enough credit. And I cannot express in respectful words enough how much I vehemently disagree with every single person who says it. And I don't like the Knicks. I'm not rooting for you, but I'm being honest. Like, continuing to say this as if it's true? Why? Because you're angry? Because you're all pissed off? Because you didn't want to fire Tom Thibodeau? Because you were dreaming about trading for whomever?
By the way,
that doesn't mean they don't have a plan.
By the way, none of those are my scenarios of why I'm stating they don't have a plan. I'm just stating a fact.
What's the fact? Tell me again why they don't have a plan.
I think they don't have a plan.
Why?
Because it seems like everyone they're going after is unavailable to them.
That's their top tier.
Of course it is.
Okay, so that means they don't have a plan because they didn't get their top tier guys?
No, but Evan, come on, man. You have a team that's ready to win a championship.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring in some Johnny come hopeful at 20, 33 years old that might be the next great head coach in basketball, you're doing a disservice not only to the fan base, but to that group of players who have bettered themselves over the last 3 or 4 years. And so I hear what you're saying. I understand why you're feeling angst about people taking shots at Leon Rose and the New York Knicks. But the reality is when you have a team that's baked and ready to be a championship viable organization, you have to hire a competent coach. And I don't know if the Knicks have a plan for a competent coach. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't bother me. Because
I want to counter your specific point,
because
though.
if they don't and they hire some dud and they end up falling apart, guess what? You made your bed. You sleep in it. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. Lukey might be mad about it. Sal might be mad about it. Everybody else might be mad about it. But I am maybe the only independent sports observer in this entire net station, WFAN.
You trying to say I'm a hater?
No, I'm just saying I ultimately don't care. Right? I analyze things. I look at it from a pragmatic standpoint. And when I look at where the Knicks are and where they have been for the last 3 years, they're a team that should be getting two NBA finals and competing to win them. They're not. Thibodeau was clearly at his ceiling. But now that you've fired him, you can't just say, let's just kind of see if it works with whoever we find. Right? You got to have an idea of what you were going to do before you fired Tom Thibodeau.
I think they did have an idea. Their idea is Tibbs isn't the guy. Let's go find a guy who can maximize this talent better than him.
Okay.
And I want to use your words. You said it's a disservice to hire somebody who you don't even know if they're a really good head coach.
Right.
What do you think, since you're pragmatic about this, and I'm going to lay it out as fairly as I can, and you tell me, what do you think is a bigger disservice? Hiring someone who's young, maybe inexperienced, you have no idea what kind of coach he is, we'll call him Johnny Bryan.
Right.
Is that a bigger disservice, or bringing Gaia back that the players basically told you they can't play for anymore?
No,
what's a bigger disservice?
It's clearly the latter.
So then, the latter, which means keeping Tom Thibodeau would have been a bigger disservice, right?
Evan, I've been saying to fire Tom Thibodeau for 3 years. You played the audio of it way back from 20, whatever
so
it was.
So then that's enough for their 22. Plan. They move on from a coach they know they can't win with, and now they're casting wide net to find his replacement.
But we always have this cliche, this idiom that comes up when we talk about firing or getting rid of somebody. All right, great. Then what?
Yeah.
So my question is, what's the then what?
They're working on it.
Okay.
You really, after a week and a half, says
the draft is the draft is 2 weeks away. Free agency is happening now. You're already starting to hear these things. So they're going to make these, I think, somewhat important decisions. Are you moving on from Cat? Are you trying to trade him? Are you doing all these things without having a head coach who's signing off or buying into it?
Hold on, when were they supposed to hire the coach?
Or you're just going to dictate.
No, when were they supposed to hire the coach? They fired him 2 days after the Eastern Conference Finals. You agree with it, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So now they have to rush to hire a coach?
Look, they're penalized because they made it deep into the postseason. Like, if they had fired their coach after the regular season was over, like teams that didn't make the postseason, you'd probably have a coach by now, right? They're
only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Penalized, and because they went so deep into the
postseason. Exactly. So what's the issue?
There isn't an issue.
No. You're telling me they're doing disservices, that they don't have a plan.
No, they have a plan. Hold on. The disservice is not firing the coach. The disservice is not being having a short time frame. The disservice would be hiring someone who's not capable of coaching this already coalesced group of players for this Knicks team. That's all I'm saying, right? And if they hire somebody who's completely incompetent, we're all going to sit here and say, well, you probably should have stuck with Thibodeau. Now, I don't think that was going to work either. But, I mean, they're in a – until they find that right coach, and we won't know this, by the way, until the end of next season.
Of course, we got to see the guy coach.
We got to see the guy coach. We got to see what the results are. We got to see if he meshes with this group of players, some of them stars, in New York. Or we're going to say, you know what? They misstepped.
Of course.
And I get it. This is what Leon Rose does. He takes risk. And you have to take risk. Otherwise, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
But do you
going to sit here and be average forever?
But, Batik, do you see the point where I don't understand why people are getting so nuts? They fired a coach.
I'm not nuts.
No. They have a plan. You keep saying they don't have a plan. They do have a plan. It's pretty obvious. They fired the coach. Their first bid to replace him is to go to the top of the line.
Right.
So they go to guys who currently have jobs. Chris Finch has done a great job in Minnesota. They tried. Ime Udoka did a great job in Boston. He's done a great job in Houston. They tried. Mm-hmm. To no surprise, the team said no. I'm still skeptical that
has a coach under contract is going to say no.
I agree with you. I think in more, other than the coach himself really applying pressure on the organization.
And that's not going to happen.
That I think it could happen with Dallas. We'll see. Look, my point is it could happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but they tried to get three active coaches. They probably knew We're probably not getting them, but we're going to try. That's step one. Mm-hmm. And people are reacting to this like, they have no plan. This is the early 2000s. That's the part that bothers me. Because now, okay, they didn't get those guys. They're going to go to step two. They'll probably interview Taylor Jenkins, who you like.
Yeah.
They'll interview Mike Brown, who some like. They'll interview Johnny Bryant, who I like. That is a plan. Why are people so confused? Because you didn't get what you wanted immediately? Like, yeah, they didn't know who their head coach was going to be once they fired Tom Thibodeau, but they were going to go through a search.
I think it's less about who you wanted to get immediately. It's more of, this is who was perfect to coach this team. And
who?
I don't know.
Well, that's what the Knicks are trying to do. They're searching for a coach.
Yes, but you fired your coach without knowing who that person is.
Most times when you fire a coach, Teak, you don't know who the replacement is. You go through a search.
No, because most teams that make it to the Eastern Conference frickin' finals don't fire their coach, Evan. That's the point. That's what you and your measured IBO-ness is missing.
Well, how many times do the players basically tell in exit meetings, we can't play for him? How often does that happen, Teak?
I don't know.
So then how is it such an outlier?
The last time we saw this, the Toronto Raptors fired their head coach. And he was amazing.
Yes.
They knew exactly who they were hiring.
Okay. They promoted someone on their staff.
Exactly. They knew exactly who they were hiring. A team that gets this far, if they're going to fire their coach, Evan, they have to know exactly who they're hiring. This is what I'm saying.
Did the Warriors know exactly who they were hiring when they fired Mark Jackson?
Mark Jackson's situation was far different than Tom Thibodeau's.
And the Knicks situation is far different than any other example you want to come up with. Their players basically said in an exit interview, we can't play for him.
I think
every situation is different.
We're speculating about that.
That's what's being reported.
That's what's being reported, but we all know that, I mean, we also report that they really love Jason Kidd. Right,
I think they do like Jason Kidd.
By the way, I find it hard to believe any New York Knicks report because for the last 3 years we've heard ugats from inside the Knicks.
But why do you think they fired Tom Thibodeau?
And then all of a sudden, because he's limited.
Like, I don't think
we have to listen to reports that the players hated him to know that Tom Thibodeau was likely to get fired.
So then what's wrong with them firing him? You agree with the firing. So why are you mad at me for suggesting it?
Because when you fire your head coach, when you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, Evan, you better have a plan.
They do have a plan.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They just don't have the exact person.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You just said what I'm trying to say. They need, if you're going to fire your head coach, you better know who you're hiring.
Well, hold on.
When you're that good. Tell me when it's happened. Don't give me the Mark Jackson nonsense, because Mark Jackson was a hypocritical piece of you-know-what, and everybody knew it. They had to fire him. They had to. Right? From a cultural, organizational standpoint, they had to. Steve Kerr was perfectly in line for them to pick up the mantle and go win some championships. The Knicks decide to fire Tom Thibodeau after losing the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, when you're that deep, your time frame is tight. Like, infinitesimally tight.
Right.
You better have a plan. They don't have a plan on a specific individual. I'm not saying they don't have a plan, but they don't have time for what you're saying. They don't have time to sit here.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
They don't have time to actually go through an interview process and at first try to get guys who are under contract.
So
their plan was.
Do they know any of these people? Have they spent extra time with them? Have they learned what kind of scheme they're going to implement? Have they learned what kind of person they are? Have they learned what kind of culture they would implement?
I think in past relationships,
have they had a chance to interact with any of these players? Like,
yes, Johnny Bryant has. I think he fits all the things you just described.
Johnny Bryant has, but Johnny Bryant's never coached.
Okay,
and here you have a team that's ready, and he was somewhere else last year.
Neither did Steve Kerr, neither did Nick Nurse, and you said those made sense,
fine. Please stop bringing up Steve Kerr.
I have to.
But don't. Because that situation it doesn't work, because that situation with the Warriors was untenable. They had to fire Mark Jackson.
Well, you know what? I think Leon Rose will tell you this situation was untenable.
It wasn't.
They
untenable.
Had to move on from Tom Thibodeau.
No, they didn't.
They maxed out with Tom Thibodeau.
No, they didn't.
Then why else did they fire him?
Because schematically and otherwise, he just wasn't right for this team.
So there you go.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.